stay for the NFL now. You had a couple weeks in training camp. How are you feeling? How are you adjusting to the program?
You know, it's a process. I would say I've had more ups and downs, but it's still every day is a grind, and every day you got to come out and get better. So I like some of the things I've done, but I obviously got to still play better and make as many plays as I can. So.
Who's helping you in that transition? Coaching staff or other players?
Well, without a doubt, the whole tight end group has been helping me out, especially Kelsey, Coach Melvin, our OC, Coach Reed. It's kind of been a collective help from everybody. So I've been very fortunate with that aspect, that they've all been willing to help me through my growing pains and help me work through whatever I need to get done.
Andy Reid said today, he sees you improving every day. When you hear that from a head coach, what does that say to you?
I mean, it means I'm on the right track. Like I said, it's a start. We're only about a week into training camp, a little bit over. But every new thing we do put in is new for me, so I just got to keep accepting the coaching, accepting the learning curve, and try to make as many plays as possible.
After OTAs, kind of the next step for you was to put on the pads and handle the physical part of the game. How do you feel like that's been going after a few padded practices?
I don't think it's that bad. I think I surprised myself with some of the how capable I actually am. But obviously, there's still a lot of technique things I need to clean up before I'm an effective blocker and an effective inline guy. But overall, I think I've taken things with stride and just got to keep getting better each day.
Of course, you've got preseason games a week from today, I think. What kind of milestone is that going to be in your development, do you feel like? Going out there and doing it against an outside competition.
I mean, I think that would be an exciting part to see how it carries over. The atmosphere in an NFL game and how that will affect me. And I'm just excited to get a taste of what it's really about. So I can't wait for that day.
I mean, obviously, you had a lot of belief in your ability, but the fact that you're doing what you're doing right now, this early in your career, I mean, is that meaningful to you at all? Is that kind of impressed with what you've accomplished to this point, at least?
I would say yes, but I'm not trying to think of it like that. I still got a lot of things I need to learn before I'm where I want to be. I'm happily impressed with some of the things I'm capable of doing that I've learned these last couple weeks and the last couple months, but my mindset's not thinking about the accomplishments I have so far. It's thinking about what my future's looking like, so I just got to keep coming out each day and accepting the process and getting better.
Is there a moment where maybe a play that's happened out here or even OTAs where you kind of said to yourself, okay, I belong here. I might have come from a little bit of a smaller school, but I can handle this level of play?
I'll say more of it wasn't one play. It'd be a culmination of things. Just getting the opportunity against DJ, Houston, playing Tom Bali on a daily basis and holding my own is an accomplishment within itself. But like I said, it's still a lot. I still got a lot of growing to do before I'm where I want to be.
More? All right, thanks, guys.
Appreciate it.